Yo, what's up, y'all? It's Philosophical from the Last Rock Podcast, and welcome everyone to the Freedom Fridays here. I first want to say like, share, subscribe to the Last Rock Podcast YouTube page if you're liking what you hear. Definitely comment on a lot of our content. And pretty much today, what I want to speak on is there was a post that I put out on our Let's Rock Podcast on Instagram, Let's Rock Podcast everywhere. If you want to also check out our content there, add us there also. So we're going to do things differently. I just want to kind of talk about this post that I put out there. And I want to hear some of you guys' feedback, whether you agree or not. And here's the post. 60% of married women don't really love their husbands and are just happy to be married, right? Okay, so let's break that down a little bit from a male's perspective, from a man's point of view, from a man hearing that, what is my thinking, right? So that automatically tells me that if that is the case, right, any of our married couples out there feeling like they have married someone specifically for the last name, the title, are sadly mistaken, right? Those are just the preliminaries. Those are just the celebratory reunion, the union that you guys have promised to each other at the altar, right? The title, the last name, the vows. Those are the sacred union that you guys have specified at the altar. Whether you mean it or not is what I want to talk about today. So as a man's perspective, I want to kind of speak on that. If a woman is saying that, and based off of this post, whether you guys agree or not, that 60% of women that are married don't really love their husbands, why? What's the reason? And a lot of our comments stated that, and mostly men actually. And there was one married woman that kind of said, you know, and I won't put the personal business out there, saying that, you know, there's real struggles in marriage. They completely disagreed that it takes more work to just be excited about the title. And that's my point today, is that being married, it's not just to proclaim this, like, if you were to stand or be in a public place to have this, hey, pound sign married, exclamation point. It's much more than that, right? Marriage is a lifetime commitment. And a lot of times what happens is that men and women, we get excited about the title and not necessarily the work that has to be put in to be married to someone. And this is why we say on this show that decisions you make, men choosing the right partner, is parallel and important. Because not saying marriage isn't a good thing, marriage is not a happy thing. Marriage is happiness, right? But there's going to be some sadness there. There's going to be some awkward moments, some tests in your marriage, real life hits. And if you're just enamored with the title of being Mr. or Mrs. or someone's spouse, then you're sadly mistaken. It's not going to last very long because that excitement runs out. Why? Because you're bringing together each other's lives, each other's finances, each other's vulnerabilities, secrets, personal lives. And some people can't handle that. A lot of people can't handle that. And the problem is, from what I get on this status, is that this post is that I don't agree, but we also do not prepare ourselves as individuals for marriage. Prepare. We want to jump the broom. We want the $100,000 ring. We want the $100,000 celebration and ceremony. But you fail to understand and realize the work that it puts in, that you have to put in to stay married. It's easy to get married, but it's difficult to stay married. You got to have the certain mental capacity, the emotional capacity to be able to communicate. Communication is key. Vulnerabilities. Are you able to share vulnerabilities with each other? And that's the issue. That's the problem. We're seeing what's on social media. We're seeing what's on reality TV. We're seeing what's in movies. And we're so enamored that we want it so bad, men included. We want it so bad that are you just wanting the title? Or do you fully understand being married to someone? And as I said before, marriage is a beautiful thing. It's a great experience. It's an amazing experience for me being married myself. But there are tests in marriage, right? No woman, no man is perfect. There are going to be times where your partner gets on your nerves. There are going to be times where you have to sacrifice a lot of the things that you want to do for your partner, whether that may be emotional, physical, mental, right? There are things within a marriage and that you have to sacrifice and compromise on. And that's the, are you ready to take that step into marriage? It's not just a title. But when I hear 60% of women don't really love their husbands, one, I question, what was the reason to get married in the first place? Did you like the way they treated you? Men, what was the reason for choosing this person? Did you just like the way that you're treating them? Did you not do your homework? And that's the problem. We as men and women, we're not doing our homework. And we're dating people. We're getting in relationships with people. And we're marrying people for the wrong reasons. Right? And the problem is when I hear a statistic like this, I'm surprised it's not higher. There are people out there saying, hey, I'm not getting married. I'm not having children. I don't want a family. You don't have the same religious beliefs. So we're going to do something a little different. I came up with 6 questions, right? And excuse me for looking on my phone, but I want to make sure that I get this point across. 6 intentional questions to ask your partner or fiance before marriage to get the proper answers you need to make sure this is the right person for you. First question, is settling down, getting married a priority for you? This is perfect as far as the exact thing we're talking about. Is it a priority for you? Because there are times you've got to put your marriage, it's God and then your marriage. That's it. Not family, not materialistic things, not your dream vacation, not hanging out with your girls, not hanging out with your boys, right? Sometimes you have to put your marriage over anything. In fact, you should. That's the most important foundation. And that's the misconception of relationships and marriages today. As I said, relationship, you're not married to that person, right? But these are questions, if you're thinking about or looking to get into a marriage, you should definitely ask this question. Is marriage a priority for you? Because if it's not, and it's a priority for the other person, is it going to last? Is it going to work out? You guys are on 2 different pages. Second question, how important is your relationship to God with you? If you're not on the same page religiously, right? Christian, Baptist, whatever your religious beliefs are, right? If you're not on the same page, how are you going to fellowship with each other? How are you going to understand each other? How are you going to get through the rough times with each other if you're not equally yoked? How? Are you just going to be worshiping two different people or 2 different beliefs, 2 different beings? Right? That's a part of fellowship. Third question. Are you looking for a more traditional marriage or a modern marriage? This is the question that I feel like is the most important. Traditional marriages, their gender roles, their roles of leadership that have to be displayed from the man And there's certain expectations from a man and a woman you're expecting out of each other. Or are you more of a modern marriage? What does that modern marriage mean to you? Are we going to separate? Are we going to segregate roles? Is it going to be 50-50, 60-40? I do this, you do that? Those are very important questions. What is the direction that you want to take your marriage? Traditional? You want a traditional marriage? You got to make sure you're with a person that understands and believes those traditional roles on both ends. If not, then your marriage is directionless, right? Fourth question. Do you have trauma you're still dealing with? This is a very important question, because we enter our relationships and we enter our marriages not dealing with the trauma beforehand. And we're bringing that trauma into engagements, into marriages. So if you're dealing with trauma that is not with your partner, let it go. Let go of that baggage. Go through the proper channels, therapy, communicate with your partner. Hey, this is what's going on. This is how you connect closer to your partner, to help them understand, right? This is what I'm dealing with. This is how I've been treated before. This is some of the things that bother me. These are the different communication steps that bring you guys closer as a potential husband and wife, as a union. It can make a long-lasting marriage. And the fifth question, last question, and I feel like this is like the most important. What would your ex say you did wrong in your relationship? Man, and I know there are many different answers for this, right? But there's got to be some accountability that you played in your relationship not working out. We are so quick to say that, well, this is their fault. They played this role. They did this. And those equate to the traumas as far as the previous question I just said. But I think, do you understand that there were two people in a relationship? You played a part too. There's sometimes we don't sit back and think, hey, I could have did this better. I could have did that better. And so you know what? In this new relationship that I am, I'm going to take those criticisms and I'm going to take those things and ideas and bring them into the current relationship, so I don't go down that same road again. And that's what a lot of us, I've done it myself, right? Brand new relationships and gone down the same road. Why? Because I didn't stop at the stop sign to pivot. And that's the issue. So I'm just going to reiterate the six questions again. Six intentional questions to ask before marriage. Is settling down, getting married a priority for you? How important is your relationship with God to you? Are you looking for a more traditional or modern marriage? Do you have trauma you're dealing with still? Are you okay with being a public figure? And what would your ex say you did wrong in your relationship? All right? So free yourself from just being afraid to communicate with your partner. And if you're in a marriage or you're in a relationship for the wrong reasons, it's time to speak up and communicate. Give that other person a chance to fix it. And if it can't be fixed, sometimes you got to walk away from that situation. But 60% of our women are saying they don't love their husbands. And I would love to hear the feedback on what is the reason for that? What is the reason why a lot of our ladies out there aren't loving your husbands? Is it you're not liking the way you're being treated? Is it expectations? Is it failed expectations? Has he done something to you that you haven't addressed or communicated? I would love to hear your feedback on that. All right. Make sure you guys like, share, subscribe on our YouTube page. If you like what you hear, you heard the content today, make sure you guys like, share, and comment on it. All right, I'm Philosophical from the Last Round Podcast. I'm out. Peace, y'all.